Well, that baby's weird looking.
Hey, let's tally all the points together. Hey, look who won.
Hey, it's Malachi won.
Hey. What do you know?
This is what people want to hear. Sucks how much you can hear that fan.
I know.
It would be
so
nice
great
to have
that fan going the whole
but
time.
Man, boy, oh boy, can you hear it?
That's coming as soon as we start making money from this.
Yeah. We'll get one of those ductless fans. Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe we'll do a Kickstarter because spring's going to be fine, but summer's going to be a challenge.
I'm going to be wearing a swim trunks and a tank top.
It'll be the winner will be whoever sweats the most poundage off. By
shit,
the end
that's
going to
be me. I'll win every time.
Well, we did try back in the day when in Proto Versus, we did do Who Weighs the Most, which maybe I'll bring back as a category at some point.
That was a fun game.
All right.
Let's go.
Welcome back to Versus. It's the only game show where whoever has the most points at the end wins. I'm Game Master Drew, and today I'm joined by Malachi Nimmons and John Moreno.
What's up, everybody?
I still think it is a brilliant premise for a game show.
Yes.
Points.
Points for me?
Yeah.
I have 100 points.
Yeah, done.
Malachi, if you could eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
So you keep giving me questions like this.
You gotta pray. You gotta pray, I know.
No,
I realized halfway through reading
one
that question
choice.
No,
that
so it was like one thing.
One of those questions you
and
hate.
And there isn't one. You know what? If they told me I could just eat one thing the rest of my life, I'm shooting myself in the head. I'm eating a bullet. That's all I eat. I eat a fucking bullet. Because there's no point. You live so that you can eat different stuff. Hamburgers, hot dogs, salads. You know, I didn't have arugula until I was well into my 30s. Arugula!
Yeah.
It was a good slice of pizza. I could just eat that. It's got cheese. It's got sauce. It's got
fantastic.
Like, the thing with the pizza is it's the perfect conduit because technically you're only eating pizza for the rest of your life, but you can put anything on the fucking
pizza.
Yeah,
that's
you don't even
answer.
Have to have sauce or cheese. You can have a pizza that literally has fucking pesto.
That's not a pizza. That's not these rules. That's not the answer.
It's
first
on
all,
a pie, baby. If it's on
all,
a pizza, when it's
all,
on a pizza pie, it's a pizza.
First of all, you can sing all
that's
the songs
a pizza.
You want.
When the moon hits the pizza, the rest of your life it's a pizza. A cheeseburger pizza.
All right, in that case, you know what I would like? Just a smorgasbord. Just whatever, everything
a
on
buffet.
A
buffet, yeah.
I'd like to have a buffet
disgusting.
The rest of my life.
It's too bad you shot yourself. Now you can't eat that buffet. John, what was the closest you've ever come to meeting your idol?
How about my favorite celebrity encounter was the time I was working as a waiter. Kiefer Sutherland was in the restaurant, and he was hammered, and he came out of the bathroom and literally ran into me, bumped into each other. He looked at me and goes, "You want to fight? You gonna fight me? You gonna fight me?" And I said, "No, Kiefer, man, I don't want to fight you." And then he goes, "You're a good guy. You're a good guy." And then he hugged it out with me, and then he gave me $100.
Really?
Why didn't you fight him? This story could have ended with you fucking up Jack Bauer, and you didn't take that. You took $100.
I just really like that you immediately snapped into first name basis with Kiefer Sutherland, and you were like, "No, Kiefer, I'm not trying to fuck with you, man."
I like you, man. That's a dumb name. Did you tell him his name was stupid at least?
Dude.
John, you don't know how to... You know, John, you need to learn how to conduct yourself around celebrities. They don't like it when you're nice to them, when you do special things. Call them out. Tell them they're stupid and not funny.
Fantastic. As always, we'll go through three rounds of games meant to test your bodies, minds, and spirits. All right, round one. This one's called Alphabet. For this game, you'll get a prompt and you'll begin a story where the line begins with the letter A. The next player will begin a line with the letter B and so forth until we've made our way through the whole stupid alphabet or until someone fails. All right, prompt number one. When our spacecraft arrived at Alpha Centauri, our hibernation pods woke us up as planned, but we never could have anticipated what would happen next. Johnny.
Aliens. Terrible aliens. We never thought that when we traveled into space, we would experience terrible aliens.
But they were sexy as hell, at least. That alien is upset with me and shooting lasers, but it's got a fat ass!
Could you imagine waking up after 10,000 years of hibernation, and the aliens have several perfect buttocks?
Damn, alien! Way over there, gotta go, moving that thing like you do, and then you move it. Oh, I see you're responding to this favorably because you've never been catcalled before. Well, let me introduce you to an American misogynistic practice, which is seeing someone that we are attracted to and yelling at you as a means to get you to come home with us. Never worked before, but for some reason, we just keep doing it because men are stupid.
Funyuns.
Nope. We're on E.
Ah, yeah.
God damn it.
My strategy.
Yeah, the strategy.
My strategy is to talk so long
I forget what fucking letter we're on.
Next prompt is, the unexplored savanna contained more wonders than we ever could have possibly imagined. I'm starting with Malachi this time.
Although the aliens with fat asses are now gone, we still had lots to explore. There's still these savanna that we have to look after. But today, the thing that we're after the most is poacher.
Because in the soft, tumbling tundras of the savannah, the one thing you must watch out for most is the poachers of that fat alien ass.
Can't let another moment slip by before I mention this, that John said tundra when referring to the savannah, which is geographically incorrect. Look it up. Tundra is frozen ground, and in savannah you will not find that. What you will find is sand, dirt, a gazelle or two. There's even an animal called the dick-dick. Now, if you're an uneducated person, you might think that a dick-dick looks like an animal with two floppy dicks bouncing around on its head or something. Not true. It's just a little baby deer.
Don't you try and confuse me, Malachi, because I know what a tundra is. And also, there is not one savanna. Savanna is a common name, and I was referring to the tundras of Savanna, Siberia.
Even though you don't know what you're talking about, there's no Savanna, Siberia. Doesn't matter. I knew this girl named Savanna once, and she tried to hit me with her Toyota Camry.
And Funyuns. I want to eat the Funyuns out of that girl's ass. Just like I wanted to eat the Funyuns out of the alien's ass, which is a callback from what I didn't get to say from the previous round, because Funyuns was not the correct letter.
Good job. You just fucked up this entire story, because we were supposed to be talking about the wonderful things that you can discover in the desert lands of Africa, and instead you started talking about the frozen lands.
Hot. It is hot in Africa.
It's hot because, oh, look, that alien plane just landed over there.
Just because you're going to try and confuse me does not mean that this round I'm going to forget what letter I'm on.
Well, kick rocks, because, damn, I accidentally said well before. I just lost the round.
I was going to let you keep going.
And it was, and kick rocks was what I was going to say.
You know what, if we're
going to
do that,
in my head.
I'm out. John actually said the word before.
I'm out.
I didn't stop him.
But it was like I wasn't a full word. I was like,
Malachi's
going
to enforce himself on that. I got to step in and enforce it on yours. I say no points for either of you.
Wait, so I still win?
Plus that story sucked. No, neither of you win. Neither of you win.
The story only sucked because
Drew is still technically winning now at 100 points.
No, I'm tired of
the story only sucked because we didn't do a good job telling it. That shouldn't be, we shouldn't be penalized for that.
Let's give you guys 100 points each for that. You guys really, you dragged us across the finish line there. That was, all right, round two, come on. This one's called 10 Fingers. John and Malachi, you're now engaged in a competition to see who will leave the room with the most fingers from my bag right now. Here in the studio, I'm producing a large, sharp knife. Throughout the course of this game, you will lose fingers one by one, starting with your pinky, working inwards to...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. I'm not going to play this game.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
All right.
You guys cut your
fingers. I'll play it.
Malachi was down.
Man.
For real, though, for this game, we're going to have you guys hold up all 10 of your fingers in the air. You'll take turns going back and forth, naming something you've never done in your life that you think the other person has done. If you're right, your opponent lowers one finger, and then we go back and forth until someone has no fingers left. All right, 10 fingers up each. We're going to start with Malachi this time.
All right. I've never told people that I was part Hispanic because my dad was, even though it was not by blood, and I was trying to fit in by lying.
I've never done that. What I say is my father is Colombian, but I don't feel like I need to go farther than that because my father adopted me when I was a baby. Yes, no, I've never done that.
Put a finger
down.
Get him
down. On the technicality.
Come
on,
man. Put a finger down if you've ever pretended, if you've ever said you're a Colombian when you weren't.
You both should lose points for this.
Yes, you have. Turn the points to me.
I'll tell you who gets the points.
Cut your fingers off.
Drew, set the record straight.
It's 10-10, Johnny.
I have never done crystal meth accidentally thinking it was Molly.
I did that once. But actually, you know what? I can't put a finger down because I don't know exactly what it was. I just know it wasn't Molly. So,
shit. Stop being so specific, you fuckers.
I don't know what it was. All I know is that I was up for 3 days, and I kept talking to people that didn't want to be spoken to.
Drew?
That's 10-10. You got to stop getting so specific.
Yep.
All right, more on Malachi.
All right. Touch John's dick.
I mean, see, man, this is bullshit. Because I mean,
he's right. Is he right?
I'm putting a finger down. Putting a finger down. And I'm gonna retort with touched Malachi's balls.
Nah, you can't use the same thing, man. Same general area. I'll give that to you though. Yeah, all right. Right. Had sex with Zoe.
Ooh, you fucker. All right. I'm changing tactics. Bang bang.
What's bang bang?
It's having a full meal and then going out and having another full meal afterwards of a different style. Like,
are you fucking kidding me?
Having Italian and then going out and getting Chinese afterwards.
Wait, so you know me and you've seen me. Why do you think that's something I haven't done not just once before, but all the time? Why do you think that's not something I do? I didn't even know it had a name. I don't have a name. I just call it Tuesday. But eating one meal and then another one of a different type.
That's called I'm still hungry.
Yeah, that's called I had some Chinese and on the way home there was a pizza place. Why did you think? Did you really think I would?
Yeah.
You really think I hadn't done that before?
All right, we're on Malachi.
All right. Lived at your parents' house. And this is have you ever lived at your parents', not mine, your parents' house?
Of course.
Because I haven't. Well, looks like you got to put another finger down there.
So you've never lived in a house where either one of your parents lived?
No. I didn't say my parents. I said John's. I have never lived in a house where John's parents live.
You guys are really stretching the bounds of this.
Well, you made the game, and we fucked it up.
What's the score count here?
I have one finger lost.
I've got three down.
John's got three down.
I feel like I'm being truthful.
It's too late for John to win. It's too late.
No, it's not. Like, John can make a run on it.
You can't make a run. I'm going to keep asking questions I know are true.
It's on Malachi.
Okay, here's one. Wiped John's butt. There's one. That's another finger down.
Okay, have you ever released guinea pigs into the wild?
There we go. Now you get it. Now you get how this game is played.
This is not a question for me. This is a question for my sister. She will also confirm that not only once, but several times I've tried to release their guinea pigs into the wild.
Did you lose a point there?
No, I didn't lose a point.
Yes. What do you mean? Because you have released a guinea pig into the wild, yes?
No. He said he's...
Stop
wait.
Trying to dazzle us with words.
He's never done it. Wait, hold on. Did I tell you about
yes.
that?
Yes.
I did that with hamsters I told you about, but I didn't know I told you about the guinea pig, though.
He's technically right. It was hamsters.
Well, you did it with the guinea pig, too? No, I did. That's why I swear to God, I was like, it was so weird. And I was like,
oh, I'd lose this one because I meant to say hamsters, but he did it with hamsters and guinea pigs.
Well, I was like, I don't think I've told it because I hardly remember that. I got two fingers down. All right, here's one. Here's one for you, John.
You should have done five.
Here's one.
I think five is the magic number. Next time we can go one. Redone.
We're doing five.
All right. I bet John has gone to dinner with Zoe while she got hit on by people. For her birthday.
Incorrect, because I was working.
But you were still at dinner with her, though.
I was working
in
a restaurant.
Well, then you lied and told the story wrong.
No.
You said you went out to dinner with her.
No, he said he was working at the restaurant.
No, you said. No. It's out.
Come on.
It's released.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm so confident, because I listened to it 500,000 times while I was editing it.
He said, I took my wife out to dinner for her birthday.
No, he said he was, no.
Everybody was hitting on
her. He said it was his birthday, he was working at the restaurant, so we got all dressed up, sat at the bar.
I've never deliberately electrocuted my cousin.
These are just all. This is the bottle episode. We're doing the fucking bottle episode.
The story.
I don't. We're both three fingers down. Two fingers to go.
Now check.
Had more than more than three conversations with your mother-in-law. I've only had two. I have spoken with her exactly two times. Both delightful.
I'm calling this one. You both lose. Both of you have to cut your hands off.
Oh my
now.
God.
All right, now's the time in the show where we take a quick break to recognize one of the phenomenal brand partnerships that make Versus possible. Today's episode is brought to you by a boxing match between two 90-year-old guys. That's right, folks. Tune in to your local pay-per-view this Sunday for the fight of the century, because that's nearly how old these guys are. Fast as molasses, Joe Ventura and Sammy Brittlebones Disease Clinton face off in a match that both of their doctors refer to as ill-advised. Malachi, fast as molasses, Joe Ventura, or Sammy Brittlebones Disease Clinton, who you got your money on?
My money is on the table. That's where I put it. And I think that before I leave, the most important thing to do is to put my shoes on. You see, before I leave the house, I have several steps that I go through. My late wife, before she left me, God bless her soul, she called it the checklist for her husband. She had shoes, pants, belt, shirt, tie, jacket, wallet, keys, glasses, hat, another spare tie in case this one falls off that I'm wearing, socks, suspender clips. And also a get-out-of-jail-free card that I would carry around as a joke to give to police officers when they stopped me to lighten things up a little bit. Now, she always was the one to do that, but now that she's no longer here, I have to go through my own checklist. So I say, what, is the money on the table? All right, is that where it should be? No, put it in your pocket. It's time to go on out on the streets, but I always forget something, and then I'm all alone. Walk down, and then you get all the way to the doctor's appointment, and you realize I've forgotten my wallet with my insurance card.
All right, Sammy. All right. You're gonna do great in the fight this weekend.
Gotta have the insurance card.
John, we know you've been following the geriatric fighting championship since it was nothing but an underground, highly illegal franchise. What's most exciting to you about the GFC finally hitting the mainstream?
Well, I have to say, Game Master Drew, that Malachi is brilliant not only at listing things, but also at calling the shots as they are. Sammy Brittlebone. New to the underground geriatric fighting scene is absolutely going to be the winner, going 9 full rounds. So when making your bets, place them hot, place them high, and place them on the 9th round. Certainly don't place them on 10 seconds into the first round. That brittle bone Sammy is going to go down like a pile of broken bones. Absolutely not. My money certainly won't be on that with the bookies. 9th round, and may this sport long reign.
The most important thing to remember is fiber. You don't pay attention to it a lot, but it is the silent killer or the silent helper, because maybe you don't take enough of it, and that's the silent killer. Your body will stop up.
All right, save some of it for the fight.
Log jams.
You guys get each 100 points for that. I can't wait for this fight. It's going to be so exciting. All right, round 3. This one's called Rush Week. For this game, you two will play two frat brothers from competing fraternities attempting to convince me to rush your frat instead of the other guys. Parties, girls, drugs, volunteer opportunities. This is a no-holds-bar challenge to convince me that your frat is the best on the whole community college campus.
Do you like vowels? Do you like the alphabet? Do you like pi? Then come and join AEIOU Pi. We don't torture you when we do a rush session. We just do a good old-fashioned pie-eating contest. You're going to eat rhubarb pie, blueberry pie, knife pie. What was that last one? Don't worry about that one, because we'd never hurt you to rush our fraternity. You ever sit on a cold pole on a hot day? Maybe you want to join AEIOU Pi. We do hay rides. We do pole rides. No butt stuff here, unless you want to. AEIOU Pi. We got beers. We got suds. We got brews. We got cold ones. We got cold poles and hot days. You want to join our frat? We're the Jewish fraternity.
Hello, have you been injured in a fraternity accident? Hi, My name is Steve Thompson from the law offices of Thompson, Thompson, and Nash. Here at Thompson, Thompson, and Nash, we are the premier lawyers who specialize in prosecuting the atrocities that are imposed upon you by people who want you to join their fraternity. Has any of these things happened to you while you were pledging or rushing a fraternity? Embarrassing. Hurt feelings. I don't like this happening to me. Hey, that shouldn't go in that hole in my body. Why are you pouring stuff on me? Made to stand out in the cold. Ridiculed. Your family's Facebook pages pulled up and roasted them in front of a bunch of other people, which made you slightly embarrassed. Not allowed to attend frat parties. Allowed to attend frat parties, but you had to be in a subservient position, or you were the person handing out drinks. You should at least be able to drink a drink if you're handing them out, but no, they said no to you. Has anybody experienced any of these things? Then come on down to Thompson, Thompson, and Nash. We're waiting for your call. Why am I so concerned? Because I was once the person in your position and generally not accepted in the fraternity at all. So instead of burning down the building like I had originally planned, I changed my major, became a lawyer, and now I'm suing every member of the particular fraternity for every dime that they're worth. So come on down to Thompson, Thompson, and Nash and get your revenge. Remember, if you can't beat them, sue them.
I'm pretty sure that guy's a narc, so I'm pretty sure I'm going to rush AEIOPI. That's got to be 200 points for Johnny. And sadly,
have you just lost 200 points in a fake game show?
This week's winner is John Moreno. Oh, Johnny wins. This is Johnny week.
Oh, do I win?
No, no. Don't add your own sound effect.
You know what? Minus 200 points.
Fuck yes.
200 points.
Fuck yes.
No, no. Malachi wins. No, get that out of here. Malachi wins.
Hell yeah. You see?
How could you blow it in the last second, buddy?
Even
keep your bullhorn in your pocket.
I'm Michael Jordan in the finals, baby. Even when we're losing, we're not losing.
Frigid ass Jiminy Christmas. Yeah. That was a gale storm of an episode of Versus, folks. I am chilled to my very core. Shall we warm ourselves by the fire of these radioactive looking infants?
I'm tired of ugly babies, man. I know they're never going to stop coming. And like,
that is the Stanley Tucci of babies.
No, I know. I know all babies. It's one of the things that bothers me the most about people when they're like, look at this beautiful baby.
I mean,
babies aren't cute until they're at least 3 months old.
Well, about this one?
If I comment on this baby, I will be canceled. I will cancel myself.
It safe on this one.
None of the views or opinions or whatever the hell was just said is in any way representative of anyone who just said anything on this podcast. Versus is a work of fiction and should never ever be taken as serious advice. Versus is not suitable for children. Versus is also not suitable for adults or the elderly. We probably should move that part to the beginning of the podcast. If you're enjoying Versus, please visit our website, versuspod.com. Subscribe, like, and share.
Versus.